You know, there was a couple of clubs interested, including Rotherham. But, you know, in the end, obviously, Rotherham was the... I decided that Rotherham was the right move for me. You know, they're a championship club, and the main thing for me in my career at the minute is to stay in the championship and keep playing championship football.
Because you're still young, aren't you? I mean, it seems like you've been around for a while because you started your career so young. You're only in your mid-20s, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. I've had that before, people saying that, you know, thinking that I'm older than I actually am. But, yeah, it's because, you know, I started young and, you know, obviously I had a good start to my career and, you know, it's been a bit up and down and, you know, it's been a bit tough the past couple of years, you know, playing some games, being out and, you know, hopefully now I'm at Rotherham, I can get a good, you know, run of games and get a good couple of seasons under my belt.
Were you surprised not to get another offer from Wednesday?
A little bit. It was in the back of my mind, you know, through last season because Jeremy Hallan, obviously the other left back at Wednesday, and Claude Dielno, who's a centre half who can fill in at left back, who they brought in last year, was both under contract still had 2 years under the contract. So obviously it was always going to be tough, you know, getting another deal. So, but obviously it wasn't meant to be, but, you know, obviously it's a new chapter now, so I'm just looking forward to the new season.
What do you like about Rotherham United? I mean, they are a club that's very much on the up. They've come up through the leagues very quickly and they've got a new ground, haven't they?
Definitely, yeah. It's, you know, like you say, they've got a nice ground. I think they're a club that's really looking towards the future, you know, and now that they're in the Championship, I mean, it was always going to be tough for them last year, but, you know, they had a good run of games last year and they could have easily finished higher than they did. But after speaking to the gaffer not long ago, Steve Evans, he seems to think that that we're going to do well this year. So, you know, obviously that sort of positive thoughts and positive thinking is, you know, what I want to hear. So that's what kind of persuaded me to go to Rotherham.
He's a big character, isn't he, Steve? What was your first impression of your new boss and what has he said to you?
Yeah, he's, you know, like, everyone knows him as a big character. And, you know, I like that. I like, you know, he's outspoken. He's not afraid to tell you what he thinks. And, you know, I like that sort of honesty. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to working with him in the future.
It looks like you're going to be working as well alongside Adey White, who's going to play in a more advanced role. And that left side for Rotherham has been sorted very quickly in the summer.
Yeah, he's. I was saying before that I've played with Adey White before in the future. In the past, with England youth. So you know, I know what he's all about, and I'm looking forward to playing with him in the. In the season, you know, he'll be good for me. He'll be a good combination play down the left side because he can also fill in at left back as well.
What do you think is the big target for Rotherham then? They stayed up right at the end of the season last year. Is it to look towards mid-table now? Is that a realistic target, do you think, Joe?
I'd say so, yeah. I'd say so, you know, get top half of the table, you know, get secure. But you know as well as me, and anyone else, the Championship, anything can happen. At any club, if you get a good run of games, you can get up and around the playoffs. And, you know, as soon as you get that confidence building around the team and get good morale, you know, you could end up anywhere. You could end up any like higher than you think. So, you know, you just got to keep working hard, work hard through the season and, you know, hopefully we'll get up there and finish as high as possible.
It is a very unpredictable league, isn't it? Who would have put money on Wigan going down a year ago? And, you know, who would have said that Bournemouth would win the league, I guess?
I know, that's what I mean. It's crazy. It's, you know, it's very up in the air. And, you know, hopefully we can surprise one or two or three people. Well, a lot of people, hopefully.
Just a final word on the other club that you're departing here Wednesday. They've parted ways with Stuart Gray this week. What was your reaction when you heard that news?
I was surprised, to be honest with you. He's a top manager. You know, I've really enjoyed working with him the past couple of years. We got on really well, but, you know, obviously the new owners have came in and they've got plans for they've got plans of their own. So, but, you know, it's unfortunate that that's happened and I wish him all the best in the future. He wanted to be known as more as a coach because I think that's what he likes. He is a coach and he's a good coach at that. So it's just unfortunate that that's happened to, for him. But I'm sure he'll he'll find something in the near future, no doubt about that.